Hey, 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 you guys. Welcome back to the podcast in 2024. Oh, where did that year go? It's crazy that it's already 2024. Anyway, so for today's episode, we're going to be talking about confidence and, well, of course, confidence. This podcast is all about having confidence. But confidence and how God is going to equip and qualify you, and you absolutely can do this. And as we dive into the new year, I really want to focus on mindset and beliefs and goal setting and all of those things so that we can just thrive in 2024 and just get off to a really good start. So for today's episode, in a world where self-doubt often creeps in, it's essential to anchor ourselves in that unwavering belief that we are divinely equipped for the challenges that we are about to face. So whether that's navigating career change, pursuing a passion project, starting a business, or just even facing the uncertainties in life, this episode is a beautiful reminder that with God's guidance, you will possess the confidence to overcome any of those obstacles. So without further ado, let's pray and let's begin. Lord, as we come together in this moment, we lift our hearts to you, the source of strength and confidence. In a world where self-doubt can cast shadows upon our path, we turn to you for reassurance and guidance. We acknowledge that in your divine wisdom, you have equipped us for the challenges that lie ahead of us. Lord, your word tells us in Philippians 1:6, "Be confident of this, that he who began good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." We find comfort in the knowledge that you are continually working in us, shaping us for the purpose that you have set before us. And in today's episode, Lord, I pray that you bless my listeners as we focus on the importance of anchoring ourselves in the unwavering belief that we are divinely equipped. May your spirit of confidence fill our hearts, driving away the shadows of doubt. As we navigate career changes, pursue passion projects, or face life's uncertainties, may your guidance be our compass and your assurance of our foundation. Lord, grant us the courage to face obstacles with faith and perseverance. Your presence is our anchor, and with you we find the strength to overcome any challenge. In moments of uncertainty, may we remember your promises in Isaiah 41:10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." Lord, we thank you for the confidence that comes from knowing we are your children, fearfully and wonderfully made. As this episode reaches to the hearts of those who listen, Lord, may it serve to them as a reminder of their divine equipping and unwavering support that you provide to all of us. In the name of Jesus, our confidant and guide, we pray. Amen. Hey, 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 you guys. All right, so this is going to be a nice short and sweet episode just to kick off the new year. And my daughter's also just waking up too, so we are gonna crush this episode, but still very powerful and impactful as usual, which is the intention with this podcast. Nice, short, sweet little inspiration to start your day, start your week, you know, that stuff. Anyways, so with the podcast of today, you know, God is gonna equip and qualify you. You have that confidence and you can do this. I wholeheartedly believe that you are capable of this. And the reason that I say that is because I have been there. I have been through so much in my life. And for those of you that have been with me from the start, I mean, when I started this podcast as an example with you guys, God called me to do this podcast in 2017. I didn't start it in 2019, and this podcast has changed so many lives and has equipped so many kingdom-led entrepreneurs to see that success and thrive in their business and in their confidence. Had I started this earlier and had that unwavering belief in myself that God will equip and qualify me to make this podcast, I can't even imagine how many lives would be changed right now. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. For those of you that are regular listeners, that I was afraid to start this podcast. I was terrified because I'm like, who's going to listen to me? Like, what do I have to share? And I'm not qualified to teach on confidence. I'm not a confident person. Like, but God was equipping me in that journey. He was giving me that perspective and telling me that you just need to start. You just need to show up with love. You need to have less worry. You need to have less self-doubt. You need to have more unwavering belief in yourself that I have the confidence in you. I have qualified and equipped you from the beginning as you were born in your mother's womb. That is when I started to create that purpose for you and just grow and mold and shape you. And that's what God is doing with you right now. So if you feel that nudge to go and do something big and bold, go and do it, you guys. Go and do it. This is your year. 2024 is our year. 2025 is our year. 2026 is our year. Make it the best year that you can. Make it the best day that you can. Follow those nudges. Follow where your heart is leading you, because I assure you that if God is telling you to do something, it is only up and up from here. God is going to do amazing and wonderful things in your life, and you need to trust in Him in order to do that. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. He is going to be there with you every step of the way. So if you are having that fear to take that first step, just know that He is there with you, and He would not place this desire on your heart if you were not ready for it. He never puts you through anything that you cannot handle. If you are ready, you are ready, and you need to take that leap of faith and trust that God's going to catch your fall. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I used to work in the corporate industry, and I was making a nice income. Like, I was happy. I had that money, but I was not happy with the job. I was starting to get depressed. I was starting to get miserable, and it was starting to show up in my work ethic. Like, I hated my job, you guys. I hated it. And I'm sure some of you can relate, but I really just wanted to just quit. And I talked to my husband about it, and I'm like, I hate my job. I'm miserable. I'm, you know, grumpy all the time. Like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Like, I have to quit, and I want to focus on my business full time. And he up and told me, he's like, okay, so do you think you can do this? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. I know I can do, sorry, dry throat. I know that I can do this. And he's like, okay, I trust you. Quit your job and work on your business full time. And I did not look back. I mean, mind you, when I quit my job that night, I was shaking with fear. And I came down the stairs after I phoned my boss, because I'm like, I phoned her and I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I'm miserable. I am starting to hate my life. I'm just not myself, and I don't like who I'm becoming. And I'm sorry. This is my notice, effective immediately. And I kid you not, you guys, she cheered me on. She was so happy for me. And she was basically waiting for me to take that leap of faith and that step to just quit. Because, I mean, your boss can't tell you, hey, you hate your job. Quit your job. They need you, right? But she knew it was coming, and she was so happy for me, and it was the best decision I ever made. And I'm not saying, you know, go take that leap of faith, quit your job. Like, you have your own life, and I don't know what your life is like, but I'm just sharing from my experience. This is what happened when I took that leap of faith, and I trusted in God that He was going to equip me. He was going to qualify me. I did not have any clients. I did not have any clients at the moment that I quit my job. I did not have a business when I quit my job, really. Like, I was just a little hobbyist entrepreneur who's like had a million ideas, did not pursue any single one of them because I had so much to focus on and I didn't know where to focus. I didn't have a mentor. I was all over the board. I was just, you know, I liked the idea of working for myself, but, you know, I wasn't really taking the actions to pursue it. So when I quit my job, it was like, oh my goodness, I just quit my job. I have no income coming in. I have rent to pay. I have bills to pay. I have groceries to buy. I have to live. I have to survive. And then instantly, I just felt that moment of God just overflowing my entire mind, body, and soul with, it's going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And I know there's that scripture in Matthew. I really wish that I wrote it down because it's so beautiful, but it talks about how the birds and just all of nature is provided for, and they don't worry about anything. There's all seasons and they're all provided for. The winter, they don't worry. They find their food, they find their water, like they're always provided for. They never worry. And there's the scripture that I've recently been really just focusing on in this season is Ecclesiastes 3:11. I think that's how you say it. I'm always that person at church that's like, oh, so that's how you say that one. Oh, I've been saying it wrong my entire life. Like Job, for example, or Job, for example, I was always calling it Job. I'm like, that's a weird name. Why would you name someone Job? But apparently it's Job. Anyways, so Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Okay, well, that's a different scripture than I was actually thinking of. I should have grabbed my other Bible, but it basically talks about how there's different see. Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of Ecclesiastes 3:1-2. Okay, we're gonna look this up. There we go. We got it. Wrong one. I wrote down the wrong one, you guys. Ooh, I should have had coffee before this podcast episode. Anyways, but Ecclesiastes 3:1-2. I've got the NLT version, and it says, "For everything there is a season." There we go. We are on the right one. "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest." So there is different seasons in our life that we go through where we start things. From start, we plant the seeds, we harvest the seeds, we grow the seeds, we nurture the seeds, and then we prosper from those that harvest, right? So there's different seasons in our life. And I truly believe that January is just a season of growth and just to plant those seeds so that by December you are harvesting those seeds and you are just divinely prosperous in your life. And I don't mean prosperous in the money sense. I mean just in general with all of the hard work that you guys have put in throughout the year, you're finally seeing it kick off. You're finally seeing the blessings and the miracles, and you're starting to flourish, and you're starting to get that perspective of what you've put in through the year has finally come to fruition. Like all this hard work that all the guys have put in, all the dreams, all the goals, all the divine desires that God placed on your heart, you're finally starting to see, like, this is possible. This is possible because through Christ, this is possible. And I want you to really step in and have that belief in yourself because when you have that unwavering belief, you guys, amazing things can happen. No one is going to have that belief and confidence and trust in yourself more than you do for yourself. No one else is going to do the work for you. You have to put in the work. And a lot of the times it starts with that mindset. It starts with being able to look at what's going on and putting it into perspective and just asking yourself, like, what if? Why not? Like, what if I'm successful? Like, why not me? Everybody else is doing it. Why not me? Like, how am I different from them? They're human beings too, right? Like God placed that desire on my heart, so I can do it. I can do it. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things assurance of things hoped for, but the conviction of things not seen. You may not see what your life looks like in December, but God knows. And he's waiting for you to take that action. He's waiting for you to trust in him. He's waiting for you to go, I am ready. Tell me what to do. I am ready. I'm ready to take that action. I'm ready to trust in you. I'm ready to have that unwavering faith and confidence in myself that I can do this. I will do this. I am doing this. Let me just say that again. I am going to do this. I will do this. I am doing this. Like that, God gave me that affirmation just the other day as I was trying to clean my house, totally out of the conversation, but that just those three declarations are so powerful. It's like past, present, and future, all in one. You can do this, you guys. You are doing this. And I wholeheartedly believe that your 2024 is going to look so incredible when you start actually, and I mean actually, like wholeheartedly believing in yourself. Like, if someone says you can't do this, it's not possible, you just look them straight in the eye, like, and you know that they're full of BS. Like, you know, God has equipped you, and there's no one more powerful than our God. There's no one more powerful than our Father in heaven. You can do this. And if He has given you that desire, go get it, you guys. Go get it. Make 2024 your best year yet. And then when it comes to 2025, oh boy, look out 2025, because you have been equipped and qualified in 2024, and you are going to be thriving and completely prosperous in 2025. And again, prosperous is in like all the things, not just money. I mean, anyways, all right, I'm starting to babble now here, you guys. So I love you. God bless you, and have a wonderful week, a wonderful month, a wonderful year, and go get it, you guys. Go get it. I believe in you. God believes in you. All your friends and family, I pray and I hope that they are with you as well. And if not, you've got me, you've got God. Let's do this. All right. Love you guys. God bless you, and enjoy your day.